Okay, let's move on. Thank you all. See you. Okay, we have scheduled open public input for the next item. Has anyone signed up? No one has signed up, so we can move on to the commission committee reports. Fish Committee.
Go to the Wildlife Committee.
Wildlife Committee. Committee is not ready to report yet, so we want to talk a little bit about the Wildlife Committee first.
Wildlife Committee reports, is that what we're after?
Yep.
What did we do? The Wildlife Committee met last night. And we basically reviewed the proposals going forth for our three-year rule package and discussed those issues, as well as reviewed a little bit more of the Clackam herd and discussed suggestions on how we might take a look at enhancing future participation and harvest rates. I think it's still a work in progress. The road assessment was greatly received, but we need to start looking at how we try to implement some of those to actually then see what the impact is. It's been received on the winter closing very favorably, and there's a tremendous amount of concern about the Clackam from just about all the participants and stakeholders of that elk herd. But there's not a very good consensus of what to do, so it needs to be a little bit public input on it. But I think, as you saw from the charts, our harvest rate and our participation rate continues to go down. The population seems to stabilize, but our population mix isn't what we want. So we need to dial up a new approach. The old approach has been in place for 18 years and hasn't quite got to where we want to be. So it's something that we need to take a look at. And I didn't have time to take my notes out. So other committee members got comments to make. Raleigh?
Thank you, Chair. Just a couple things. Let me add on to your Clackam comments. We noted that it was the last 3 year road study. We were impressed with the information we had received, but we're encouraging that some sort of action come out by next year. And we're anxious for something to happen in that area. We heard the director say he'd be talking to his counterparts in DNR. The other issue that remains problematic is the tribal data needs for exactly how many animals they're taking. And Nate indicated that he would be talking to the Yakimas and seeing what could be done. Also advanced that our next wildlife plan will be mule deer. And then there was a significant change concerning cougars in dropping this year the permit and going to open general season hunt on cougars. And that's a fairly significant step. That's all I have.
Okay. Any others in the committee? Fish Committee, are you ready now?
The Fish Committee is ready now. We met on Thursday night, and present were Commissioners Schmitten, Duvia, Jennings, and myself. The primary focus was on sport rules, and there were four issues which you heard discussed today. It was sturgeon, coastal stream strategy, kettle, and skagit. And you heard the outcome today of that. The primary focus was, and we spent the greatest amount of time talking about sturgeon. There was pretty much of an agreement on what you saw passed today with the split season and a small harvest of sturgeon in Puget Sound. The focus was on Puget Sound sturgeon. We were almost all in agreement on that. A second topic that we discussed was Columbia River Spring Chinook. The drama continues in the competition for the last fish in the Columbia River in terms of allocation. We were interested in being updated. We keep hearing from our constituents. Catch per unit effort was one of the focal points of what we discussed, and how the catch per unit effort in the recreational fishery has elevated in recent years, and how it is acting along with catch sharing to affect the length of the recreational season. And we're grateful for that. It was a good discussion, I think. The third topic was Puget Sound spot shrimp, which was a topic that we had discussed previously, Raleigh, 2 years ago was when we first started talking about that, or 18 months ago. We put it on the back burner in the interest of focusing in on the crab issues in Puget Sound. But now we feel it's time that we get back to discussing that. And we received some very interesting information on harvest on spot shrimp in Puget Sound. Learned a little more on the commercial fisheries for spot shrimp, but other species of shrimp as well in Puget Sound. And we will be submitting a blue sheet here for your consideration. Commissioner Schmitten will do that. And we would like to have a presentation to the full commission on Puget Sound spot shrimp. I guess that's pretty much it. We did talk again about other topics. We would like to initiate a discussion on summer Chinook, Columbia River summer Chinook. We're interested to learn something, at least at the committee level, on pinniped predation in Puget Sound. Another topic that has come up in the past that we've kind of ignored, and I think we need to get back to, is the sea urchin sea cucumber fishery and how it's managed in Puget Sound. And we did initially have a circle hook briefing, and although I wouldn't assign it a high priority, I think we need to have a short discussion again on where we're going with circle hooks. It's come up again with the discussion on sturgeon and sturgeon fisheries. So I think we if there is new information, we would like to begin to hear about that. And I guess that's it.
Okay.
If the fish committee would like to add to that, I'd appreciate it.
Commissioner Schmitten?
Sure, just two things. Kind of really interesting that I think it was California, a grad student actually had done some Puget Sound DNA data on sturgeon, and a very modest sample size, 11 fish taken near the Skagit, and this is a big surprise to me, 4 Sacramento fish, 3 lower Columbia River fish, 1 freezer fish, and 3 unknown. Again, very small sample, but I was surprised about the number of Sacramento fish. Another thing, the staff provided Cabazon Puget Sound data, catch per unit effort data that had been requested. We had a chance to briefly go over that, but we're expecting some more input on this issue, I think, at our next meeting.
Okay, the Enforcement Committee met a couple times. On Thursday evening, we discussed with the chief the relevant legislation before the other side of Capitol Way, and looks like things are going well. The bill that was introduced to request the agency is moving forward. We also talked about the staffing study because we have two new members of the Enforcement Committee. Commissioner Caney was the only other member of the Enforcement Committee there that evening, but we wanted to inform him about the staffing study that had been done 2008. We were trying to figure out, when did we do that staffing study? We got it done just before the meltdown, just before it became impossible to make any progress on it. But nevertheless, it gives us some guidance about where we should be ultimately when the resources become available. And we talked with Commissioner Caney about his interest in reaching out to the conservation community to raise awareness about the importance of enforcement and the importance of finding adequate funding so that we can assure that that side of legislation, that side of law and order is taken care of. And he's, I think, committed to helping us on that front. Because I don't believe that the conservation community really has taken much of an interest in understanding the enforcement challenges. And they're a powerful constituency. We hope we can harness their energy and interest. And then finally, we talked about a recent decision by NOAA regarding the application of their limited resources throughout the country. And the gist of it will be explained within the next couple weeks before the conference call. But to summarize it, it is that NOAA appears to have taken the decision recently to apply their resources to uniformed officers in the field rather than investigators. So they're changing their approach. And we feel, our enforcement program feels, that that is going to create redundancies and potential conflicts or difficulties kind of coordinating, and that it would be a better use of limited federal resources to continue to employ investigators who can help us with complex federal cases. So the Enforcement Committee expressed a real interest in considering asking the full commission to go on the record in support of this concern, or expressing this concern, but we wanted to first consult with the director about how we might do that and to make sure that it would be constructive. And we will have that to present if it makes sense at the next conference call, along with explanatory information. Anything you want to add, Commissioner Caney?
That was a lot of for me to just pay attention in law enforcement meetings, and I was really impressed. But the one thing I seem to remember about the issue that you talked about, that some of the reaction of NOAA has been to a particular local concern in the New England area, mm-hmm. and that we were kind of stressing that, you know, a one fix fits all in terms of the western U.S. and the western coastal states is something we might be putting in that letter or in that recommendation, that they didn't have to fix it over here, it wasn't broke.
Very good. Director Anderson?
I think I've had the opportunity, well, I know I've had the opportunity to speak with you about this issue before. There was a Office of Law Enforcement a summit that was held in D.C. a year ago, August, and I went to that meeting representing the Pacific Fishery Management Council's interest, and as Commissioner Caney pointed out, it was in response to some issues, both with the Office of Law Enforcement as well as NOAA GC General Counsel, on how they were handling and what the penalties were associated with certain violations in the fishery. And they do have a much different situation on the East Coast. The state Fish and Wildlife agencies and their enforcement capacities, particularly as it relates to enforcing laws that are passed through National Marine Fisheries Service for federally managed fisheries, don't compare really in any way to those on the West Coast. And there were people losing their jobs over what had occurred in the Northeast, and both from a law enforcement perspective as well as the manner in which the fines had been assessed. We also discussed this issue at length at the Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission, which in that forum also includes the state of Alaska, and put together a presentation on the West Coast model that we've presented several times, and I presented it at the Enforcement Summit. And that is to say that the special agents in charge, which are the investigative side of the Office of Law Enforcement, that's that function is what we needed to continue on the West Coast. We did not favor pulling back from those capacities and resources and replacing that with uniformed officers, because in our case being the West Coast, the state Fish and Wildlife Enforcement was serving that role. So I had another, they put together this process that was over a year long, and Lubchenco was leading the conversation at the summit, and I just feel like we have not been successful in getting NOAA Law Office of Law Enforcement to having different approaches in different parts of the country, dependent on what other types of resources and cooperative agreements they have with state fish and wildlife agencies. We talked with the head of the Office of Law Enforcement. I've talked with Eric Schwab, of course, who is now leaving for another position, who had been the administrator for National Marine Fisheries Service. So, you know, I think we just I support strongly continuing to plead our case, to get our message to anybody and everybody that will listen. We've got an invitation from National Marine Fisheries Service that went out to all the coastal state directors to meet with them in D.C. in the middle of March. So I'm going to go to that meeting and was planning to use that opportunity to continue discussing and trying to advance our position on this issue in that forum.
Okay, so we'll stay tuned, and we may consider an expression, a statement by our commission to help bolster the case. Okay. That concludes the committee reports. We can move on. Oh, Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. One of the issues that we did discuss, and I kind of like to put it in front of the director and staff a little bit, we continue to have difficulty with
tribal numbers on harvest. And I don't know if the north of Falcon or where it is, but that has been an issue in terms of some of the management programs we come up with. And we need to try to come up with some way to encourage them or to get better reporting data of their harvests. Particularly the Clackam was an issue that seems to be an issue, but we have no way of really knowing or confirming, and it's a huge stakeholder issue.
And Commissioner Duvia, that was in the context of the Wildlife Committee?
Yeah.
So just, to, I mean, that's not something that we wouldn't have the right set of players at the North of Falcon to deal with the wildlife issue. I mean, I'm acutely aware of that issue with several different tribes, Yakima Nation being certainly one of them. I'm frustrated, as you are. But we'll keep working it.
Okay. Commissioner Mankin?
Yeah. Commissioner Duvia was talking about wildlife, but as you well know, we have similar problems in fisheries with tribal reporting of catch and enforcement reports as well. And, you know, and a number of us, as you are concerned about it and frustrated by trying to get that information from our co-managers.
Well, we, in earlier years, would try to meet with the Northwest Indian Fisheries Commission tribes every year. We haven't done that in, 2010, I think. Commissioner Jennings was involved 2010, so we didn't do it in 2011. Maybe we should consider that this year. And have a theme. We want transparency. We want reports. We just want information. Is that too much to ask for information? So, okay.